Hello everyone, my name is Troy Dawson. I work for Red Hat. I work on the CentOS Stream and Emerging RHEL team. This talk was originally written by Adam Samalak. He is not able to be here, but he told me he would be here in spirit. He's actually watching right there, and he told me he had, I don't believe him, but he told me to hack into my laptop. We'll see what happens. Anyway, let's get going. It all starts with Fedora, and what is Fedora? Fedora is a little blue box. No, Fedora is lots of things. Fedora is servers, IoT, maybe he is in here. I guess you can do gaming. People have some gaming machines. Yeah, Adam. But you know what? We're not here to talk about Fedora, are we? Talk about RHEL. Fedora, every 3 years, gets branched into RHEL. In the past, I was on the team that did RHEL 8, and it was all behind closed doors, and we couldn't talk about it, and it was very secretive, and I hated it. It was terrible. But that didn't last too long. With RHEL 9, we put in CentOS Stream in the middle. So now, every 3 years, it goes from Fedora to CentOS Stream and going to RHEL. But we're not here to talk about RHEL either. We're here to talk about CentOS Stream. What is CentOS Stream? It is a Linux OS maintained by RHEL engineers. I'm not a RHEL, I am a RHEL engineer, but I don't maintain any of the packages. The RHEL packages maintain those packages. Okay, so I lied. We are going to talk about Fedora. What is Fedora? Fedora has this rawhide branch that keeps up with the latest things. And package maintainers keep things up to date there, and every six months, they branch and make a Fedora release. But while that packaging is happening, there's a little thing called ELN there. That is the Fedora packages being built with Red Hat or RHEL flags, tags, macros, and to test if they build, to test how they work. And then every 3 years, we're actually branching from ELN into CentOS Stream, and then that CentOS Stream eventually goes into RHEL. Now, this is a blow-up of what's happening right now. This is with CentOS Stream 10 and RHEL 10 a while ago. ELN was going along doing its business, and we started doing bootstrapping. And during that bootstrap phase, we kept the sources synced between Fedora and ELN, which is the same source, into CentOS Stream, and we kept that going, getting our infrastructure set up, getting our build route set up, and then at some point we cut that off. And then we have what we call the pre-release phase, and that's where the RHEL maintainers go, oh, we want this, we don't want that, oh, this flag really needs to be tweaked this way and that way. And then at some point we do another cut and we say, we're doing releases, we're doing RHEL betas, and we're here right now. So CentOS Stream 10 was released in December. It's a great release. I recommend it.